There's a little jack. Blog Talk thing. Radio. Headphone jack thing. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Facebook Live. Good morning to the Zoom audience. Glad to have you with us today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Like, literally, it's a very beautiful day in this neighborhood. And we're glad to have you with us today. God is doing a new thing. And even now, it does spring forth.
Good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful day in our neighborhood.
He's doing a new thing. Even now it springs forth. And it says in the Bible, God asked the question, will you know it? Well, he said a new thing springing forth. So I always say, I will know it. I'm not going to make God ask me a question if I will. Since he said there's a new thing, then I'm just going to make the statement, well, then I will know that new thing. And I will follow, into it. And thank God for his wonderful presence in your life. Huh. And in mine. And then you look at the screen and say, why is that like that?
What, everything is looking fine from my side.
Oh, everything's wonderful. It's just beautiful. Here we go. Everybody smile real big. There we go. Now it's beautiful. Want to sing it with me? Everything is beautiful in its own way. Uh-oh. What's the next word? Oh, like a starry summer night, snow-covered wintry day.
That's one of those songs that I know almost some of the words to.
Everybody's beautiful in your own way. It's coming. Here it comes. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. Sing it with me, children. Isn't that what he said? I can't hear you, Dan and Kathy. Amen.
Tell me.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Did we get Sister Phyllis off to the cruise today? The day she takes off, I think it probably was.
Oh, Phyllis is taking another cruise.
Phyllis is the cruising grandma right there. She's
really?
Gone. And this is like a 10-day cruise.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's gone.
Really gonna be stressed.
She's just gone. She's gone. I was trying to help her know how to do YouTube Red so she could download the videos and play them when she's not on the internet. But she kept saying, but if I turn the internet on, it costs $500. I'm like, well, no.
Wow.
Phyllis, we love you. You're going to listen to this program someday, and you're going to know we're talking about you. So we're not talking behind your back. You're going to be looking me right in the eyes on whatever day that is. We love you, and we appreciate you being part of this family. And those that are making this work of God come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for all of your prayers for us. We feel them. We're experiencing them. And they're flowing. They're flowing in full force in our lives. And we thank you for it. We really do. And the number of victories that we see every day is interesting. And I'm done talking about the battles.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm just going to talk victories. Because really, there's no battle. It's just a victory that hasn't completely manifested all the way into your hand. It's just because we don't lose. It's as Brother Copeland always said, It's our ball field. It's our bases. It's our bat, our ball, and our gloves. And we play till we win. He's our father. To nobody. And if we're doing the right thing and we're walking in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, we don't lose. We don't lose. And thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for your prayers for me. And I have truly no side effects of all the events of the other day. Zero.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. Just good night's sleep. It's what I needed. Got that. Got a second one. Heard some good preaching. Got to sit around yesterday and just relax for a little bit. And thank God for the opportunities and the ability to influence and be a blessing. And thank you for all of you that are coming out in the mornings to help Sister Leanne with the program. She's doing our prayer program, which for 2 years we called noon prayer, and now she's doing it at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and she's on Zoom. Were you on Facebook at all?
I had not been on Facebook.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Right. And she'll get back there. She's just getting used to the process, how it flows, and when she's on Zoom, she can make her computer work, her programs work. And all y'all are with her, and you know what she's doing, and we know what we're doing, and that way she's getting comfortable with it, and that's the best way to make it happen. Because then you got the basics down, and everything flows.
Well, and I really did, I think, one day thought I was on. And realized afterwards I wasn't. I forgot.
You got to hit the final click.
Something.
Well, you know, she's a good clicker, but sometimes it doesn't all click. That was a good one. I don't usually get them that easy. Come on. You got to admit, that one came pretty simple. I was like, wow, check. Oh, Jesus, help me. Why do you? Because you don't scramble it. These people scramble. Does anybody know why they just decide they want to scramble it? Thank you, Jesus, that all of this stuff is just copied and pasted exactly like it's supposed to do.
Amen.
What did I just say? I'm not talking the battle. I'm talking the victory. See how that works, Kathy? You get real bold. I'm not talking the battle. I'm talking the victory. Why are you doing that? What did you just do? Talking the battle. Here we go.
Is YouTube on yet?
YouTube is not on, and we'll get YouTube on in just a minute. As soon as I get a couple more of these shared to my dearly beloved friends and family. And one thing about it, you people, all of us on this family, you are the most shared to folks there are.
Amen.
Because we're going to make sure that if you want to be a part of this program, you are going to be like, these people are inviting me to the program.
Yeah.
This is what I know right now. There's a whole lot of people that want to be a part of this program, and all of a sudden they can't get to us.
Yeah.
Brother Dave was telling us yesterday that he's been in the Facebook jail again for 30 days. God bless you, Dave. start a jail ministry while you're in there, brother. And minister to the people. God's blessing is on you. And, be anointed. But whatever you do, don't stop making those bold posts. We don't mind coming to see you in Facebook jail. We'll even bring steak dinner with us because they can't tell us what you get to eat and what you don't get to eat. You ever notice that? All right.
So what's the word today?
The word today is going to be a good word today. Of course, it's always a good word. We've been in creation now for a couple weeks. And all my I made a group of posts that I'm going to finish this week. Got to make sure we give Phyllis this link so she can do it when she returns. There we go. Now, we have been in talking about creation in the words that we speak, because, of course, everything we do here is about faith. And today, in this program, which we call 1 Hour of Faith, we're going to be talking about how faith got its very root. And so today's title is real simple. Speak the word like Jesus and bring his dominion to this earth. Now, there's a whole lot of people that's like, but I'm not Jesus, and you should quit trying to be Jesus. Well, no, the Bible says I have the mind of Christ, so I'm going to exactly try to be just like Jesus.
That is our goal.
And when people say, you just think you're like Jesus, that's the greatest compliment you could give me. It truly is, because that proves that I am doing and being exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and being with God. And the word is finally getting down inside of me so that I look like Jesus. For anybody that wants to know, tithing is still tithing, no matter what hearsay you hear. It's in the book, before the covenant, after, in the covenant, in the new covenant, and it will always be holy to the Lord. When people mock it, that's not wise, because it was called the holy tithe in the Old Testament. And that which God calls holy, you and I should never call unholy. And if you're looking for a place to tithe, this is good ground. We bless your seed, receive it, put it into the gospel ministry, and down the road we go. We get the ministry done. Your tithe, your life is covered. The devourer's rebuked. Your seed gets to the ground. It produces a harvest. And I think about God. A very specific situation happened this week. It's very obvious that the devourer was rebuked all the way around me. Even to the degree that God showed up in the building in his manifest presence. Why? I honor him. I heard Dr. Winston say it this morning. When you put your tithe in and worship the Lord, not pay a bill, when you worship the Lord with your tithe, hell and heaven both see it. Heaven sees it and bless it. Hell sees it and trembles because they can't get past it. Because Jesus, the Lord of hosts, is the one who is protecting your tithe. Thank God. Well, let's get into the word of God for today. Once again, our title is Speak the Word Like Jesus and Bring His Dominion to This Earth. Let me see. I just got to get all the screens to be in the right place. You know, there was a point when I was real excited about having two screens. And I'm now at a position in my life where I need at least three or four. I probably need one here, and I probably need one up there.
I'll work on that.
Or, if you wanted to, just get a big drop-down screen that goes behind you.
There you go.
Yeah. Ready? Hold your Bible. Wait, did I tell you where to go? Heaven. Go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Go to heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 31. The whole chapter. But Brother Dave, you coming over? Genesis 1, 1 through 31. Oh, that's a nice song. And go ahead. Acts chapter 4, 1 through 31. There we go. Let's try this again. Not sure why that little button got clicked, but we're back. Genesis 1, 1 through 31. Acts 4, 1 through 31. 62 verses. If we read them all, we won't. But we're going to read a bunch of them. When my preaching's all done, you got to believe this book. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Dan. Ready? Hold our Bible up and make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
Uh-oh. Huh. Well, glory be to God.
I still believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says.
Because
I am.
He is the great I am.
Because He is the great
the
I am.
Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit
is making
of God
this Word come alive.
Is making this Word come alive.
In my life today.
In my life today.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word of
and
God.
And plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of
producing
my heart.
A hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Good morning, Miss Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see your smiling face. Because if you wasn't smiling, we were going to have to deal with you. Genesis 1, let's just read a couple of verses. In verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, say it with me, the same Spirit that lives in me.
The same Spirit that lives in me.
Was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, why don't you think about it? The same Holy Spirit that fills you when you say, fill me, is the same Holy Spirit that was hovering over the waters at creation. So how much wisdom is actually inside of you? The wisdom of the creation of the world. Wow. Verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. He said, he's got a mouth, he saw, he's got eyes. It was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. How did he do it? The karate chop with a jiu-jitsu? With a samurai sword? He called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were for the first day. And what did God do when he woke up in the morning? And God said, first thing he did was start talking. Let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. So the first day you get born again and you begin to walk with God, you're going to have to say some different things every time, every day you wake up. But some of the things you say are going to be the same. Why? Because it's the same principle you use to live every day. Verse 6, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. So that's solid land, dry ground, solidness in the midst of the water. Let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. That's the sky, sorry. Firmament is the sky, not the land. God called the firmament heaven. See, he did it. He knew what he was doing. I just misspoke this. Evening and the morning were the second day. And then God woke up and said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God spoke, called, said, the dry land was earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was sown. Every apple tree you see came from the Garden of Eden. Not a whole one. Wow. Well, I probably said that wrong. Every apple tree you see was created on the day that God said, let there be trees. They didn't all come from the Garden of Eden. That's where God was. I don't know if that's where God was when he said it, but that's just what I thought. Think about it. He's never again had to say, let there be grass, ground, seas, water, light, sky, earth. He never had to do that ever again. He set it in motion, and it's been working the same way ever since he did it. Wow. Now, there's a big philosophical, hermeneutical, homiletical, theological discussion about how long it took God to create the earth. Genesis said, and on the seventh day. Yeah. But there's another verse that says, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. So did it take God 7,000 years to create the earth? And then the earth has been here 7,000 years since then. Now that, what you got to realize about the theologizers, is they like to argue about anything.
Right. Exactly.
It was this huge debate in
the
United States of America in the 50s and 60s of how many angels could dance on the head of a pin.
As if that's important.
It's exactly what Brother Hagin said. Why are you even talking about that? Here we go. And the earth brought, God said, and it happened. The earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its tree, the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. God saw that it was good, and he went to sleep. Well, he didn't sleep. And the evening and the morning were the third day, and in the morning, God said, let there be lights. There was a sun and there was a moon. Wow. Wouldn't that have been an amazing day to be at? Let there be lights in the firmament in the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, seasons, and for days and years. For the sun and the moon, where they are on the earth, is going to adjust our seasons, our times, and our days. That's what it says right there. It don't matter what anybody says. I don't care what Bill Gates, Al Gore, or any other fool says about their global warming or any of that mess. Look at them and say, change the 24 hours of a day. Well, you can't do that. Why? Who made it so good you can't change it? Worship him. Woo! I'm
Amen.
Preaching. And I'm just supposed to be talking. There was lights in the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be signs, seasons, days, and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights. The moon is a light. It's not dirt. It's light.
Well, there's a thought to ponder.
Well, the sun is a light. Is it dirt? Because God didn't say make the moon a reflector of the light of the sun. As he called them both lights. That'll make your scientific mind stretch a little. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in front of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and to rule over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. 19. Evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. That's everything from the seagull on the top of the water and the loon to that nasty looking creepy crawly little creature that is at the very depths of the deepest spot in the sea, living, strong, and healthy. because God made all those creatures living in the sea. And then he said, let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. God created great sea creatures and every living thing that move, with which the waters abounded. So that means they're there in abundance. Well, he put it in there for food for us, so he ain't never going to eat it all up. He'll keep making it. And every winged bird, according to his kind, and God saw that it was good. 22, God blessed them, saying to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas. Let the birds multiply on the earth. So you and I just got to say it. Seas, be full of food. Birds, multiply on this earth. Why? Because God spoke it into existence. You and I speak it into continuance. Right? You and I don't create worlds. We don't create new earths and solar systems and planets and stars and moons. And we don't create that. Our place is not the creation of that. Our place is to continue the continuance of it, the stewardship of it. And you can see right here. And that God said, let the seas be filled with fish. That means there'll always be more than enough salmon coming up river. There'll always be enough tuna for your tuna fish sandwich.
There'll always be enough carrots and broccoli.
There will always be enough sea carrots and broccoli for all of those who are afraid to eat a fish. Hey. And if you haven't tried it, algae and seaweed is pretty good.
It actually is.
But so is dried octopus. What's like an octopus? What's the other one? Squid.
Oh.
So is squid. Squid jerky is really good. 23. The evening and the morning was the fifth day. God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. So now, up out of the ground came, you know, buffalo, giraffe. And the buffalo's like, whoa, dude, look at your neck. And the giraffe said, you're just a tiny little short thing, aren't you? You got all that fur around your face for it. And every kind of creeping thing that was on the earth, according to its own kind, and it was so.
Even centipedes
with a 100 legs. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its sign, everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And guess what? They're still here today from when God made them. What about the dinosaurs? Yeah. Wait till heaven to get the answer. Because there's people that's way out there on that side, and there's people that's way out there on that side. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody got one to show what it's all about. So God, give us a revelation. Keep reading. 26. God said, let us make man after our likeness and let us give them dominion over the fish of the sea. This literally says we have dominion of the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. And the cattle on the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, you should never be afraid of anything creeping. I think the only reason anybody's ever afraid is they surprise you, like, hey, and you're like, whoa! Because here you are, this big, huge, 135-pound human, and it's a little tiny one-ounce spider. Just stomp, and it's all over.
Earth snake.
The snake is supposed to be more afraid of you than you are of it. God created man in his image, and the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them with a snake bite God. Hey, Sunday guys, you're welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, David.
28. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful. Who's he saying this to? To man. Multiply. Circle it. Have dominion. Circle it. over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I've given you every herb that yields seed is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. See, God just said it right there. He gave the cattle to eat the green so I can eat the cow, and then I have food. 31. Then God saw everything that he made. Indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2, verse 1. I didn't tell you this, but we're going to go there. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. So you don't know whether it's 7,000 years or 7 days. Personally, I believe 7 days because he's making the sun, which circles the earth.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
24. Yeah. There are very highly paid theologizers that will argue with you. Extremely intellectually sounding.
Highly intelligent. And knowledgeable.
Then God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground.
Right.
Say it with me. We are gardeners.
We are gardeners.
We are stewards. We're gardeners. We're the caretakers of this earth. And quite frankly, there's not enough of us that understand it, because the earth is a mess. Now, Not the globe. It's not a mess. God's got this globe in great shape. It's the folks that's on top of the globe that's a mess. Mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And then God made man. Now, Acts chapter 1. No. Acts chapter 4. Adam sinned, Eve sinned. Well, Eve sinned and forced Adam into it. And Jesus showed up and stomped on the serpent's head and plucked his legs off him, cursed him that day in the garden, said, I'm coming back to crush you. And then you and I are in we're in that place in the Old Testament right now, the Old Covenant, where they're, you got a good king and then a bad one, and you got a good judge and then a bad one, and you got a good prophet and then a bad one, and then a good king and a bad one. And we're in that place where let's do good. No, let's not. Let's do good. We're doing good. We're doing good. No, let's not. And you and I are learning in this battle of life that is our challenge every day, is to look at that and say, I'm not going to be like bad Asa. I'm going to be like the good Asa. I'm going to be like Josiah. I'm going to be like David who chased after God, not David that sinned. I'm going to be like Solomon that was given wisdom because he asked for it. And he was given wealth because he had wisdom. Right? And he was given a whole nation of peace because he asked for wisdom. Because God said, I'm going to give you wisdom. It's what you asked for. And because you didn't ask for wealth or your enemy's next, I'm going to make you the richest man that ever lived and give you peace in all your nation. God said it, and God kept his promises, even though he went astray. You and I are not going to go astray.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Acts chapter 4, 31 verses here, just like there's 31 in Genesis chapter 1. Last night we read 2 Chronicles 16:9 and 1 Corinthians 16:9. Today we have 31 verses in both chapters we're reading. You ready? Let's read. It's a very simple lesson, but it's one of the greatest lessons of faith that you can do. And that's use your mouth. Watch this. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 31. As they spoke to the people, the priest The captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Booyah! Be afraid of us. Being greatly disturbed, they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them. Don't do that. And put them in custody. Don't do that. Until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And these leaders were afraid of 5,000 men that believed in the miracle they just saw, because Peter and John had just healed the man in the porch on Solomon's porch. Who cleaned it in the winter? Nobody's ever answered that question. Verse 5, it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest. This is the top religious leader of the day. Are now going to sit and judge these men. Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many of were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. You know, it's probably Thanksgiving, or, you know, maybe 4th of July. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with fear and trembling, so afraid of the political leaders. That's not what it says. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed to help to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you crucified, and then God raised him from the dead, by him this man stands." Not by Peter and John. Peter and John said, "Hey, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do have, Jesus inside of us, that we give you. This man stands before you whole." Verse 11, "This is the stone which was rejected by the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." No one else. No one else. There's no other name. 13, "When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized they had been with Jesus." I think that would be the greatest compliment anybody could ever give you, and that is, "Wow, you, I can tell you've been with God. Yeah. You've been with Jesus." That's the greatest compliment you can get. And no matter what's in your life, just keep giving it up, letting it go, and say, "I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that." Until you get Jesus so full on the inside of you that when you walk up to people, they can tell that Jesus is on. Not because you speak to them and preach to them. They can tell by your life that Jesus is on. And they begin to receive from them. Amen. Amen. 14, they realized they'd been with Jesus. 14, "Seeing the man who'd been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it." See, that's why miracles make you a master. What are they going to say when there's a guy standing there who once was lame and he's not now? We're going to say when a guy's blind and you say the name of Jesus, see him, he sees, and now he doesn't need a cane and he can walk normal like the rest of us. And what are they going to say? Except that there is a God, and I better believe in him. 15, "When they had commanded them to go inside, outside the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, 'What shall we do to these men? For indeed a notable miracle has been done through this, through them, is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.'" This is the political religious leader saying, "We cannot deny this." Why? Every one of them walked past him. They're a bunch of religious nuts, went to the temple every day to do their sacrifices or whatever, and their hearts were far from God, but they went in and did the sacrifice. And there was the man laying there, and none of them ever got his healed. See, that's why you and I got to get ourselves out of our own mess to the point where people can look at us and say, "You know Jesus, and I want the Jesus that you have." And we lay hands on them, and they're immediately healed. Yourself. You got to have something in you in order for that to happen to someone else. Keep reading. A notable miracle has been done to them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. They can't deny it. 17. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no one, no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now, that's really good. What's the guy going to say? I'm going to tell everybody about my story. Remember President Reagan saying, are the cameras off? Yeah. 19. Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. Look at this next part. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Peter and John were with Jesus for 3.5 years. And what did they say? The things that we've seen with our eyes, heard with our ears. We're going to speak. And you can't tell us not to. So, when they further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? Kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and Gentiles, the people of Israel were gathered together. Peter's giving them a history lesson. To do whatever your hand or your purpose determined before to be done. You know, however many days this is after the resurrection, Peter's finally getting it. Wait, this was the plan of God. That's why Jesus said to us over and over, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to die. It was the predetermined plan of God. 29, now I love this next couple of verses. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Stretch out my hand. And signs and wonders are going to be done, not because of my hand, even though it's my hand that's going to touch, but his name and faith in his name. When they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke the word of God with boldness. And I got to stop. Be finished on time. 1 hour of faith. We've only been going for like 10 minutes, right? It does. Time flies when you're having the word. No more coffee. That must mean I'm not supposed to drink anymore. Hey, Tisha Jones. Welcome, Tisha.
Hey, Tisha.
We love you. Uh-oh.
Hope all is going well with you.
Brother Dave said, I can see you guys. I just can't comment. Peace, love, and brotherhood, my brother. Mm-hmm. And if you want to come over here so you can jump and shout and dance about, just knock on the door. We'll let you in.
Actually, the door's unlocked, so just come on in.
No.
Kathy said she couldn't hear too.
Well, that's somehow the little button got clicked.
I
had a stray mouse clicker.
Okay.
Watch this. All through Genesis 1, God said and it was, 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 God said and it was. And then when God said and it was, God did another form of sudden, and he said, wow. He didn't say wow. He said, I said that. There it is. That's good. Why? Because God didn't create anything bad.
He doesn't have the ability to.
Why?
Because he's God. Pure and he's holy.
Because there's no bad in him. God's not bad. God is not bad. And watch. Go all the way down now to Genesis chapter 1 and look at verse 26. And then God said, let us make these little creatures that we'll call human. They're tiny little ants on the earth. We'll squash them whenever we want to, but at least they'll be there and they'll be cool while we squash them. See, that is not what God said. Even though there's a vast portion of the church, and not the church, religious people, who actually believes that that's what God says. Let's read verse 26 for what it actually says. And God said, let us make man in our image. I'm made like my dad and like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And after our likeness, I am made like my dad in his likeness and my mom. I am. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now, God has dominion, but God gave us a specific dominion. He didn't say let them make worlds, universes, stars, lights. He told us specifically what our place is, to act like him.
Yeah.
What? He gave us dominion where? Fish of the sea. That means everybody well can limit out. Fill your boat with fish. The birds of the air. Every time you go duck hunting, you get all the ducks and the geese you want. Or just your camera taking pictures. But don't eat the pelicans. They're really cool looking. But
they are.
Over the birds, the cattle, over all the earth, over all the earth, over all the earth, over all the earth. We have dominion over it. But only what happens on the surface and what we can get up out of it. We cannot destroy this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So we can't destroy the earth. God's the only one that's going to destroy the earth, and he's going to do it with a fervent heat while everybody that has ever lived on the face of the earth is standing before the judgment seat of God or the judgment seat of Christ. And he's going to burn the earth. You lost your ability to comment.
Just that quick.
Well, you know, I just wonder. I just wonder about you guys sometimes. You know, we really need you very, very much. Very muchly we need you to be there and make it so that we can see you and all that wonderful stuff, and then you guys lose your commenting rights. Look at Sister Sunday. She's still commenting. Good job, Cindy. I'm in 27. God created man in his own image. See, we got to get this. Not only does God live in us, but we look like and we are made in the image, his very seed of who he is on the inside of our life. God spoke and there was light. The next day, God spoke and there was firmament. The next day, God spoke, and the water divided, and there was earth. The next day, God said, grass, trees. Can you imagine that we've been here when the grass and trees are going, whoa, here comes a big oak tree. Launches you 80 feet in the air, and then you land. Wow, that was a real trip. God spoke the stars and the lights in the heaven. God spoke to the waters to bring forth stuff. Ready? And then God spoke to himself and said, let us make man in our image. And out of God we came. And he molded us and breathed into our nostrils the very breath of life. And you ready? It's just so amazing. And since Adam and Eve in the garden, It's the same breath of God in all 7.5 billion people on the earth on this day. Isaiah 8, 17 and 18. Isaiah 8, 17 and 18. I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I'll hope in him. 18. Here I am, and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. What are we for? We are for signs and wonders. Look at verse. Everybody go to Isaiah 8. What time is it? How long have I been preaching? Oh, I've only been going 38 minutes. I can tell by YouTube because I turned it on right when I went live. So I still got 37 minutes. Or 27. Or 17. Isaiah 8, 19 through 22. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? I mean, think about it. You got the opportunity to go to God who created all, or to a man who is going to do what? Seek a what? A spirit you can't see, who is of the evil world and dark places and dungy places and dingy places and nasty, wicked, perverse, yuck.
And
created by the God of heaven, and all of that is what? Shouldn't a, look what it says. Should not a people seek their God? Why would you seek after darkness when you can look at that sun and say, something created that sun. I wonder what it was. I worship you. Nobody will have an excuse on that day. Look at verse 20. To the law and the testimony. He's like, quit seeking after that. To the law and the testimony. Exclamation. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Why? They've been given to darkness so much they have extinguished the light. Because God says there's a light in every man.
Jesus light.
Now, Mark 11, 19 through 26. What is our assignment? Matthew, Mark, and then comes Luke. Mark 11. Behold the dinging.
Bella is here. Can you pray for her? She carries the name of Christ.
We'll pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Bella. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace. We speak peace. It's exactly what we're doing here. This message is, got to be like Jesus. When they were troubled, he spoke peace. When they were sick, he spoke healing. When they had a demon, he spoke deliverance. And the very next word I'm getting ready to say is, no matter what you see, go to the root and not the leaves. It was very interesting. I turned on Dr. Winston this morning, and he's preaching my message. And I got done with him, and I always, he comes on at 7, Dr. Barkley comes on at 9. And wouldn't you know it, Josh Barkley is preaching the same thing. I don't know why they're preaching my notes. This is the voice of God. Verse 20, I'm in Mark 11, 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Not the leaves dried up. It was dried up from the roots. How could they tell? Well, the bark was probably popped off it. Right? And Peter said, Rabbi, Jesus, Master, look, that fig tree you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Now, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Don't stop. Keep going. Whatever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Because if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. The amount of forgiveness and faith in your life is what you sow towards someone else. Because God uses how you sow your seed in the words you say to judge you of how you want to be blessed by him. Those of you that have been following my post on Facebook, that post about forgiveness, my goodness, I got some serious track right there. Why? Because it's so true. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. They can't stop you. They can just get in your way and don't let them. Right? Don't let them get in your way. Because the enemy wants them to be in your way. But don't talk the battle. Talk the victory. No, I forgive you. Listen, ready? This is one of the greatest revelations you're going to see. You're going to receive. Say that word?
Receive.
Receive. Oh, this is one of the greatest revelations you're ever going to see read. They can't stop you. And all, and the enemy wants them to. Whatever. You can't stop me. What you've done is shown me how close to me you want to be. Because if you're going to be close to me, we're not going to tailbear, backbite. We're not going to cuss and swear. We're not going to be scorners or mockers. We're not going to be wicked or haters. If you're going to be close to me, I'm not all that work of the flesh. I am of the spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. I knew there was 9 fruit. So all that somebody shows you when they've done you wrong is how close they want to be with you. Jesus said if they sin against you 7 times in one day and come back and say, please forgive me, you got to do it. And then Peter said, well, you know, 7 times. And Jesus said, no, 70 times 7 in one day. So what's Jesus telling us? It doesn't matter how many times they come back and say, please forgive me. Forgive them. But what happens the more they do it, the farther away from you you have to put them. Yeah. Not that you hate them. You don't use your mouth against them. You just say, wait, no. You don't know how to respect who I am, so you got to stay out there. I love you. I wish you could be close to me. But you're a mocker. You're a tailbearer. You're a scorner. You're hateful. You're angry. And I'm not going to have that around me. That's not me. It's not me. I love God. And I love people. And I want to chase the devil off. But if you want the devil on you, then you and I are not going to be able to be close. But I don't want the devil on you. And I want the devil off you so that you can live a life of peace and happiness like I want. And you know what? Really, when you think about it, that's what everybody wants is a life of peace and happiness. They get drugs and they get alcohol. And they go to witches and you know, whatever them people to rot people. Have them signs to rot.
Oh, tarot.
Oh, I thought it meant to rot, come here.
Oh, that's what I think. Thank you. You kind of can go that way, yeah.
Yeah. No, see, everybody wants peace. Everybody wants life. Everybody wants to have a good life. Well, probably not everybody. There's some really wicked people on this earth.
Yeah, there are some that thrive on drama. And
may God bring to them what they want and what they saw. But for those that really want life, you have to look at
choose life.
Just choose life. That's what he said. Choose life. Look around you. This is the simplest thing in the world to do. Look around you. And judge the character of everybody that's standing around you. And decide, I want to turn out just like these people are turning out. With the confusion level, the fear level, the yuck level, garbage level, or I don't want to turn out like this. I want a better life. Well, if they're in dismay and anger and hatred and violence, that's what you're going to have all your life. Right? Wait, you don't even have to know the Bible to know this. Because you can walk into any bar on any day of any week and ask a man in there, who is the wicked woman in this place you stay away from? And they're all going to point to it. And it's not because they're studying the Bible every day. Life teaches you that person is a mess. I'm not going to get that in my life. Well, now add the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, not to look down at anybody. It doesn't matter who you are or what the depth of hell you've been in your life. If you don't want that life and you're choosing life, you can be around us. I don't care what your past is, because God doesn't care. He throws your sins in the sea of his forgetfulness, so do we. We're not going to bring it up, so you need to stop bringing it up. Because in the body of Christ, it ain't about how bad you used to be. In Jesus' name. Now, let's speak life to Bella. Father, we speak life to Bella and to Joey and to Kathy,
yes,
and to Matt and to this whole family and to every other family that's just like it. We speak over Dane and Derek and all of Sunday Geyser's family. We speak over Mary Pastorvic to be healed in every part of her spirit, soul, and body, from the top of her head to the bottom of the feet. And to see who she is, we speak over Rebecca and Christine and all of their life. Trey and Tisha, we bless them.
Yeah.
We bless all of our brothers and sisters, Dan and Gwen. We bless you, Caleb and Julie Rivers. Bless you. Delivered in Jesus' name. Completely made whole. Completely made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Who else is with us today that I've forgotten to pray for? Anybody? Now, all y'all that's going to come in the future, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, everybody that'll meet with us on YouTube Live, everybody that'll come to Facebook, we love every one of you. Julian and Vimala, sister Maxine from wherever you are, Maxine. Maxine runs from somewhere to Alaska and back all the time. She's got the greatest life there is. Mm-hmm. She's always being in there.
Really?
That's where she's from, yeah.
Oh.
She's the most blessed individual in the whole world.
Oh, right. So,
wait, that's where we can get a good trip up there and have our own tour host.
Oh, there we go.
She's from there. She knows the place. Start planning a tour next year, Sunday. I mean, Maxine. Anyways, Brother Ken, Brother Gary, James, Denny Jr., love you, man. Love you guys. All y'all that listen, we don't ever see you. Julian and Bamala, Brother Tanbir, Sister Nassim, all the men of God in Africa. There's a bunch of you. Europe, my goodness, Europe, you're all over this thing. We love you. We don't know you, but in the realm of the Spirit, we know you. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Speak like God speaks. Speak like he speaks. Filled with faith, filled with strength, filled with life. Speak what God speaks. What did Peter say? I could hit it kind of, but I want to say it exactly. Acts chapter 4. Peter said to the people in front of him. Well, you judge. It's Acts chapter 4, 19 and 20. Peter and John said, hey, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you, you judge for yourself. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Peter said, I am going to tell everybody what I have just seen for the last 3.5 years. And I have already raised the dead, healed the leper, cast out demons, and I'm going to give it. And Mr. Official, you're not going to stop me.
Amen.
And when he went to the brothers, he prayed that prayer. Verse 29 through 31. Now, Lord, look upon our enemies' threats. Got to get this in our confession. And grant to us, your servants, that with all boldness we may speak your word. Kathy Angaroni, speak the word of God to Bella. By stretching out your hand, that word your is capitalized. This is God's hand on this earth to heal. The signs and wonders may be done through the name of the Holy Son Jesus. And when they prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken. Now, we've had some pretty awesome meetings, guys. But not yet once has the place shaken. But I'm looking for it.
Amen.
I'm looking for you and I to be so sold out in God and so far from this fleshly world that when we pray, God shakes the house and all the neighbors in our building come running to the door. What was it? Was there an earthquake? And the door opens to fall out in the Holy Spirit. Now, that's just God. Get up a completely different person.
Woo!
Everywhere we go, Jesus said, as you go, all authority has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, behold, I am telling you, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That no matter where our lives take us today, this week, you're going to be with us. And we're going to speak boldly for you. Some of us are just learning. Some of us are up on our feet and we're speaking bold everywhere we go. But I declare over everyone within the sound of my voice, whether right now, today, on 10 July 2022, or in a day in the future, listen to this program, that they receive this boldness and they see that they're the same as you, except assignments. Ours is to bring this earth into dominion to your ways and to your covenant. As he, you, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. The same spirit that you had while you were here, anointed on you and in you. The same spirit. Raised Jesus from the dead. It's inside of us. Giving life to our body, strength to our soul, soundness to our mind as we renew it to the word of God. And we walk with you in oneness, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 And now, let's receive communion together. Oh, you got to put the communion verses.
I found that I can respond or reply to things. I just can't type them by myself. So I just responded to my initial message.
Well, isn't that interesting?
It is.
Let's receive communion together now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28 and verse 31. 1 John 4, 17 and 18. Those of you that might be new to us, our communion process is as follows. I'm going to read the verses of Scripture. Read them with me that deal with communion. Then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that no matter who comes here at any time in the future, the prayer of salvation will be there, so you'll be right with God. Then once you're right with God, you can receive the communion elements. If you come here today saying, God, I need you in my life, you are worthy to receive these elements. If you come here today mocking God, that's when you would drink damnation. But everybody that comes here, you're not going to come and listen to me if you're mocking God, because I'm going to convict your soul, mind, and spirit with the word of God. I receive from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. You can judge me all day long, and I can judge you all day long, and none of that matters. Just you judging you between you and God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love, God's perfect love, has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is on the throne. We're on the earth. He's the head. We're the body. Perfect love. Cast out fear. Because fear is torment. There is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements. Now, pray the prayer of salvation with me. You've never been born again, now's the time. You've never received Jesus, that's what this prayer is. If you're coming back to rededicate your life to God, you just found this program, you're like, wow, this is exactly what I need. Here we are, now's the time to pray. If you've been born again for 40 years, pray this prayer. Why? Because faith comes by hearing by the word. Pray with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter
when
1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
So Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
Receive you into my life.
Right here, right now, today.
Right here and right now, today.
I receive all of your love and your mercy.
I receive all of your love and mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of filling every part of my life.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
Fill me with all your fullness.
Fill me with all of your fullness.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Think about it. According to this Bible, you get to say, God, fill me with all your fullness. Well, I ain't never heard that verse before, Pastor. Well, that's the cool thing about being a pastor. Don't believe me. Look it up. You can believe me because I'm telling you the truth. But look it up because God just filled you with all of his fullness. Some of you are like, man, one old druggie says, that's the biggest rush I ever had in my life. He's sitting on the front pew of the church. He wasn't kneeling down, just sitting there. I ain't never been this high before, but see, he wasn't high. He was being filled with the life of God. The very life of God. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just filled you. The Father, God Almighty, by the Holy Spirit, just came and made his abode on the inside. Jesus is the light of the world. And he just filled you with light. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Now, from this point on, your responsibility is to walk with God. I don't know how to do that. Well, number one, get out of your mind. I got to be like a bunch of Christians I've seen. No, you don't. You got to be like God in this book. The Bible specifically says, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Don't follow those who through church and religiosity go to church. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He didn't say, follow me as I follow the Sadducees and the Pharisees. So you got to open up this book. You got to have a good teacher. I'm a good teacher. You got to have a good group of believers. This is one of the greatest groups of believers we've ever found.
Amen.
Can I get an amen from any of the believers? Get connected to us and we'll help you walk with God. God, I think I saw yesterday on YouTube, I think it said 1,300 YouTube videos. I told God I was never even going to do this. They're all there to help you walk with God. There ain't a one of them that's made out of judgment or hatred or anger. They're all made from an attempt to help us walk with God. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Here we go. Get you some communion elements. Oh, wait. I got to say one more thing. Make sure, no matter which one of these platforms you're on, YouTube, Facebook Live, Blog Talk Radio, make sure you click like, hit the subscribe button and ring the bell so that no matter what, when you are looking for us, whenever we post a program, it'll be there and available for you. Wait, at least that's how their programs are supposed to work. And if you want to be a part and you can't seem to get a notification, then text me and let me know and we'll stick you on the list of those we notify every single day. Because we want you to be able to be connected to us. Ready? Hold your communion elements up. Let's pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with
Jesus,
you,
Lord. You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ and my community.
In the body of Christ and my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his body broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank you. And now you've sat down in the place that the Father assigned you to sit. We thank you. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life for.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Right here, right now, today.
Right here, right now, today.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have
and
become
I
new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood
I
of Jesus.
Come boldly.
To
the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy,
for my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
Just like my Father. I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood.
Every
of Jesus.
Plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
Sickness, disease, get out of my life.
Sickness and disease, get out of my life.
I speak the blood of Jesus.
I speak the blood of Jesus.
Over cancer and all diseases.
Over cancer and all diseases.
Over every lung problem.
Over every lung problem.
You submit to the name of Jesus.
Amen. You submit to the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
the
Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there is no more condemnation.
In my life, another day.
In my life, another day.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive it. Brother Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I always want to sing that song that Krista Gayle sings. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. It's a wonderful song.
It is a wonderful song.
Does anybody know why we haven't?
Very low.
Anybody know why we haven't played that lately in our worship?
I don't.
If somebody would put an order in to the person that changes the worship music so we could have that song, I would appreciate it.
I'd like to have that song played in our worship daily.
Well, thank you for being here with us. Brother Dan's over there holding down the fort at Blog Talk Radio. Sister Sunday's got YouTube taking care of him. Rebecca's been dealing with Facebook Live. Sister Leanne's been hammering. on Zoom. Brother Roger, we missed you. Phyllis, have a blast on your cruise. And all y'all we haven't seen lately, where y'all been? We love you. Now watch this. Ready? I want everybody to sing with me. Yesterday was Casey's birthday. Happy birthday to you. We wondered where you are. Show up so we can sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Casey Layaway. Love you, buddy. See you soon, man. Keep the faith in Jesus, my good name. Now, this week, I'm going to be back out there, but I got a good plan. I think we got it all dealt with effectively. Sister Leanne will be here at 9 a.m. Eastern. All y'all need to start getting to bed on time. 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central for morning prayer. She's leading it. She's doing a good job. All y'all ladies, get over here and help her. She needs your help and your blessing. And Read the Word program. I found a new program, so it might look a little different to you. But I think it's going to be even better yet than what we've had. And it helps me be able to do it where I'm not so tired. And get it all done in one day and then just upload. That's all we have to get done. And so thank you for your prayers. Any way you can be a help. If you've got time and you're willing to help us, we need these messages to be listened to, put stuff in, and all the rest of that. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Anything else we got to say? Maxine McDowell, plan a Alaska tour for all of us for next year. We want to see Fairbanks. And Denali, we may want you to even drive us all up to Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah, cool.
So we could be on the edge of the Arctic Ocean. Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need a passport for it. You carry around like a fire extinguisher full of mosquito spray.
Oh my God.
So we can just fog each other every now and then. Because these are mosquitoes that eat polar bears, you know, that and elk and reindeer.
What's
and
the ones here?
Caribou, you know. Oh, these are little tiny ones compared to Alaska.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I may be having second.
Those Alaska ones kind of hover in like a... What is it? Harrier jump jet. Yeah. Anyways, bless you, Maxine.
Maybe we could all get together and watch a nice documentary.
It's D15 is the perfume of choice, Fairbanks or North. All right. Sure to love you guys, and we'll see you again real soon. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember this? We love you. And God loves you. And
Jesus is Lord. Rebecca says she'll go to Alaska.
Yeah, there'd be a whole people. There'd be a bunch of you going to Alaska. How many want to drive through Canada? Well, I don't know about driving through. I want to drive up on the dirt road all the way to Alaska. Wouldn't that be a blast? Have a motorcade, a bunch of us.
Yeah.
See you guys next time. Bless you, Brother Dan. Love you, man. Got anything to say? Now is the time. Speak now or forever hold your peace. My dad would always say that. I'm not quite sure what that is. Bless you, Rebecca. Love you. And all y'all that's on Facebook, we love you.